This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In recent weeks, executives at Pilgrim Baxter, Putnam Strong, Prudential, and other firms have been accused of skimming profits from ordinary investors by rapidly trading in and out of mutual funds. Such trading can amass millions of dollars in profits by taking a few pennies at a time from a lot of people. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on how traders pulled that off.
The Securities and Exchange Commission's office in Boston is right next to the age-blackened headstones in the graveyard where Paul Revere is buried. You can't go very far in Boston without seeing a historic landmark. And while it wasn't as dramatic as pitching tea into the harbor or the galloping cry, "The British are coming," it was here in 1924 that mutual funds were quietly first invented. More recently, of course, a series of fund managers and brokers here have been charged with defrauding mutual fund investors.
Well, the conduct, as we've alleged it, is outright theft.
David Burgers is the head SEC enforcement attorney in Boston.
The revelations of the last several weeks have been extremely saddening and disappointing. These are mutual funds that every investor wants to believe that he or she is safe in, and to hear what's happening in these funds has given investors a sense of insecurity.
The most widespread and costly trading abuse so far appears to be what's often called market timing, but the term is misleading because it's just a broad label for anyone who tries to buy before markets go up and quickly sell before they go down, and there's nothing illegal about that. The real issue is that trading mutual funds is different than trading stocks, and some people figured out a way to skim profits.
Essentially, what they're doing is they're taking advantage of a system that has stale prices.
Berger says mutual fund prices get stale because they're set only once a day. That creates problems for international funds. Take an Asian technology stock mutual fund. The daily price gets set at 4 p.m. in New York, but it's based on the closing stock market prices 13 hours earlier in Asia. So Berger says any news that happens since then doesn't get factored in.
An Asian tech company comes out with a great earnings release after the close of the Asian market. And that release is highly likely to result in an overall increase in the Asian tech sector. That will not be reflected in the closing price. So what you have is an opportunity there.
It's a huge opportunity. Economists say a sophisticated trader can make a 70% return off of stale mutual fund prices. These traders often buy and sell the fund within a day or so, just jumping in and out when they see a chance to game the system. And that takes money away from the longer-term average shareholders.
Losses of $4 to $5 billion a year.
Eric Zitzowitz is a Stanford economist who for years has studied market timing, or he prefers the term stale price arbitrage. He says, though, that as an individual, if you own mutual funds, you probably haven't lost a whole lot of money this way.
This isn't like the Enron scandal where you had a small number of investors, you know, that were completely wiped out. In this particular scandal, a lot of people, all, you know, basically 95 million households that hold mutual funds, we're losing small bits of money.
Zitzowitz estimates that a typical investor with $75,000 in mutual funds only lost about $40 a year. Andy Kessler is a former hedge fund manager and analyst. He says this trading is still incredibly unfair, and there's a simple way to fix the problem. That is, get rid of the stale prices.
Stock markets may close, exchanges may close, but prices continue to change. You know, if you watch CNBC in the morning before the opening, there's a little thing that runs along the screen that talks about NASDAQ futures and S&P futures, right, where they're above the previous close.
Kessler says mutual funds can be priced around the clock, too, and some mutual funds already employ a technique called fair value pricing that factors in developments after the close of markets in Asia and Europe. But the industry has generally resisted, arguing that it's too difficult to be accurate. Kessler says, given modern technology, it's not really that hard, and he's frustrated that so far regulators and legislators are not focusing enough on reforming the way mutual funds set their prices. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.